Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I never thought last week Kidd was going to get the job based on the idea that Thibodeau and the Knicks can't agree to a contract. That I don't buy. I never bought that. If you were going to tell me Leon Rose has decided on Jason Kidd, that's a different story. But it just never made sense that Tom Thibodeau, who is the definition, Joe, of an NBA lifer, okay, he is one of those guys.
Yes.
He eats it, he breathes it, he loves it. Okay, that's him. That a contract was going to be the holdup? Never bought that for a second. But it finally did come out Saturday afternoon, late in my show Saturday, that the Knicks were going to do what had been rumored for months, and that's to hire Tom Thibodeau. What are your thoughts? You like it? You happy?
Yeah, of course. It's a good move. He's a good, you know, it was either him or Kenny, really. I'm seeing where Woodson could be on the staff.
Yeah.
Woodson would have been all right, too. But I'm seeing where he could be on the staff. No, I'm good with it. How could I not be good with it, bro? It's a good move.
I think when you look at the main candidates that were out there.
On paper, anyway.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Kenny said something that he's right about. The Knicks have made good hires before, and things haven't worked.
Right.
I know you were never a fan of Mike D'Antoni, and I get that. But the one thing you can't deny is that he's a good head coach. He is, in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'll preface that. He's not a champion. And it's very fair if you want to counter by saying, yeah, but you're not winning a title with Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
That's fair.
Right.
But I'm just talking in general. He is a good head coach. He was not a good head coach with the New York Knicks. Now, was it the talent? Was it the power issue him and Melo eventually had? Whatever you want to come up with, I don't think that was a bad hire, Joe. But the results of it never really worked.
You know, but it's been so much of a quick fix, though. I know they haven't done that now. They've kind of calmed. They haven't been doing that in recent times. But that had been so much of the issue for all those years, no matter who they hired, right?
Right.
I mean, right or wrong.
Yes.
There's no such thing as the quick fix in the NBA. It just isn't.
No.
Unless you get lucky and, you know, you draft LeBron, you know, all-world player, you know?
The part where I agree with Kenny Smith and I disagree is I think he overrates if you try hard, you can win 44 games
no matter the
talent.
No, I don't care how hard you try. If you don't have that talent, you're not going to, you know, you're going to win 25. I don't care how hard you play. You're going to be a 25-win team if that's what you are.
I think there are games on the course of an NBA schedule where trying hard, battling, hustling, defending, and effort can steal you a couple of victories.
Yeah, because you're going to get guys, especially during a regular 82-game season where, you know, guys aren't into it every night either. You know, they're on a, you know, the last leg of a road trip. They're out all night partying, whatever it may be. I mean, you know how that is.
No doubt.
So, you know, you could steal games like that in a regular season, I would agree.
But I think that between the main candidates, you had Tom Thibodeau, you had Kenny Atkinson, and I'll guess I'll include Jason Kidd as a main candidate. My issue with Jason Kidd was not that he's not a good head coach. I don't think I look at what he did with my team for a year and even what he did in Milwaukee, and I can't tell you he's a terrible head coach. What would concern me about Jason Kidd is two things. Number one, that they were only hiring him with this fantasy that was going to lead to Giannis, which would have been foolish.
Which is, again, when are the Knicks going to stop fantasizing themselves with that kind of thing?
Well,
you know what
they did here at least.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Right.
But the second thing that concerned me about Kidd is drama. Is that drama has always followed him.
Well, he hasn't lasted long wherever he's been.
Right.
You know?
So it wasn't like Jason Kidd's an incompetent head coach. Thibodeau and Atkinson both have track records. Tom Thibodeau longer than Kenny's, of being good head coaches. It's a simple thing. Good head coaches. And I think that the notion that's been out there, that Tom Thibodeau works his players too hard, I think that's a bunch of BS. Okay, I've never really believed it. I think that when you're a championship caliber team, maybe you are going to have more maintenance days and maybe you do have to pay attention to minutes more. But when you're a grinded out team, play basketball. RJ Barrett early last year under David Fizdale was playing like 38 minutes a night. Was that really a problem? I mean, seriously, he's a young man who's learning the game.
Right.
Play basketball.
Right. Of course.
So I've never bought into that, you know, big negative, quote unquote, of Thibodeau, especially when most of the players who played for him loved him. Derrick Rose says only positive things about him.
Right.
Joakim Noah has said positive things about him. You know, what are you going to, you're going to find me Andrew Wiggins and that's supposed to make me change my view on Tom Thibodeau because Andrew Wiggins doesn't like him? That's a bunch of BS. And here's the other reason why I like Thibodeau. It's just the facts. Just look at what the Chicago Bulls were in 2010 under Vinny Del Negro. Look at what they did and accomplished for the 5 years he was there, especially when Derrick Rose missed the entire 2013 season. And, you know, that whole thing during the playoffs, which drove me nuts, where he's practicing, but he won't play.
Right,
remember that whole thing?
Of course. Yep.
And you know what? Maybe I'm biased, and I don't care. Biases are a part of life. I saw him coach a ragtag group and beat my team in a seven-game series.
No,
and they had no business, Joe, winning that series.
Right,
none.
Right, right. Yep.
And I give the head coach credit. And I give the head coach credit that the following year they went out and won 50 games again. And I look at what he accomplished in Chicago, and then I look at what happened when Fred Hoiberg took over. So I see the before of Del Negro. I see the after of Hoiberg. Look at the facts. Look at the numbers. Look at defensive ratings. Look at whatever. Look at records, because that matters more, right? Just look at the records. I see that. And what he did in Minnesota, look, it didn't end well. But I think the biggest problem, Joe, he had in Minnesota is they gave him too much power. They made him an executive.
Right.
Knicks didn't make him an executive.
No.
And
he's
you
a
know,
coach.
During
coach
the quarantine,
is coach.
Absolutely. Coach is coach. Remember during the quarantine you were talking about, you were watching some old Timberwolf playoff game, I think it was.
Yeah. When they who'd they beat in that? The year they went to the conference finals.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I forget the exact
Garnett game. Had an unbelievable game. He had a crazy game that game, and, game seven. I think it was Sacramento they beat.
That's right, you're
it
right.
It was the Kings.
And after we talked a little bit about that game, we marveled at how the Timberwolves have done nothing since Garnett was traded, except in 2018 when they won 47 games and made the playoffs. Except that year, that one caveat. And who was their head coach? Their head coach was Tom Thibodeau. So we could look at the year before, we could look at the year after, we could say, well, it didn't work out. You're right, long term, it didn't work out. But the Minnesota freaking Timberwolves, who have done nothing for a decade and a half, won 47 games and made the playoffs with this guy as the head coach. And now where are they ever since they got rid of him? Where are they?
Yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
So what I like about Tom Thibodeau, it's boring, but it's just the facts. I like his track record. I like what the
look,
Bulls
it's a,
became.
It's a very good hire. There's no, I don't know how any Knicks fan could not be happy with Thibodeau, honestly.
The way a Knicks fan may not be happy, and I'm not going to argue this because I understand this, even though I'm not a Knicks fan. I could understand a Knicks fan calling up, and I think you'd get it too, if they say, you know why I hate this? Because we're the Knicks and nothing's going to work out. If
well,
that's the, I get that.
Well,
I understand
I mean,
that.
You know, that's a different story.
No, I
mean,
I get that.
You know, I mean, it's like the Jets. I mean, you know, it's kind of, and I understand that too. I mean, with all these guys that they brought in, you know, is it going to finally work? You know, all these different front office people and now Thibodeau.
That's right. That's why I can't tell you that the Knicks are going to win 50 games in 2 years. I can't tell you this is all going to work out great. I can't guarantee anything because we've all seen the last 20 years. But on the surface, this man is a good head coach.
He's
and
good.
This was a good hire.
Yep.
That's all I know.
No, 100%. 100%.
So good job by the Knicks making the right hire on Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
And we'll see what the next couple of years turn into.
Yep. We will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.